Hey, Selfish Babes, it's your girl, Olenike Osibowale, back with another Selfish Babe podcast. And I'm so excited about today's episode. You guys know my deep love for compa music. You guys know my journey with compa music. And I'm just so excited to bring the queen of compa herself, Bev. Say hello, Bev.
Hi, everybody.
So on Instagram, I don't know how long it's been. I've been following, but I'm not sure how long. But I have seen her do her guyadin and her compa all over my timeline. Mm-hmm. And anytime I see her dance, I'm like, wow, amazement. And so I think a couple years ago, I actually took one of her classes in Atlanta, and that was really good. And that was before I did like partner dancing. And you guys know I'd be going to the compa parties in Atlanta, and now I'm like dancing or whatever. But I know that I have room to improve, and I always want to learn from like somebody that really enjoys the dance and who is a part of the culture. And so can you tell us a little bit about your cultural background so they know?
My cultural background. So I was born in Haiti. I came to America when I was 6 years old. And then I ended up going back to Haiti when I was 10. And I think that's when, like, the compa really set in because I'm, like, older. Yeah. So I was able to, like, watch my parents listen to it a lot and take me to parties and let me dance. And I feel like that's when, like, I really got an essence of the dance, which I'm really glad I was deported back to Haiti. Mm-hmm. We say deported when our parents bring us back to our country. Okay. But, yeah, so that's pretty much what it is. Born there. I wouldn't say I was raised there, right? If I left at 6.
But then you went back at 10.
Yeah. How long 8. Did you stay? I stayed from like 8 to 10.
Oh, so you stayed for 2 more years.
Yes.
After 10, you came back to this.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's a mix.
Yeah, a mix. Yeah. And yeah, that's about it.
Okay. And if we were to describe compa, how would you say, what is compa? Like if I were to ask you, what is compa, what would you say?
My answer would shock you. I would say it's a family dance.
Okay.
I would say there's levels to it. Mm-hmm. It's a partner dance. I know a lot of people kind of compare it to like a merengue, like a modern merengue. For me specifically, I think I'm kind of creating my own kind of compa method where it's more like trance-like and like more meditative and spiritual. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure if everybody feels that way about it, but that's how I feel about it.
But you still say it's a family dance. What'd you say?
Yes, it's a family dance.
Explain that.
So basically, it's passed on to us from our parents. So usually when there's like house parties or like family reunions and they're playing compa, our parents would usually put us on their feet and like dance with us.
Yeah,
isn't that cute?
It's cute, yeah.
And are like cousins, aunts, you know, like the whole family would dance together.
Yeah.
So I think what we're seeing now with what's on the internet where it's more sensual, it kind of makes people feel like, oh my God, like
it's a sensual dance.
We can't do this with just anybody, but we literally grew up dancing it with our parents.
Mm, okay. I guess for me as an outsider, of course, you guys know I'm Jamaican looking in, it is a sensual dance. It's very sexy and it doesn't mean sensual in the way of like, oh, let's rush to sex. I don't think that. Uh-huh. I just feel like it's a very sexual dance. Like sometimes I feel like when I'm on the dance floor, depending on the partner, I can feel that sensual energy rising. And I think that's when I was telling you, like, I feel like it's like my kundalini's unlocking. Uh-huh. I feel like it can be a tantric experience. Uh-huh. And I think it depends on maybe what maybe not everybody's thinking like this, of course. You guys know when I go on a dance floor, It's a spiritual experience for me. It's very, I am in my feminine. It is very, I want to let go. I want to be free.
Mm-hmm.
I want to be led. Mm-hmm. I want to be led specifically. And so for me, when I feel like I'm on the dance floor, like I was telling you, some nights I am saying, God, please bring me a great dancer tonight. Because that's all I want to experience. Because when I have a wonderful dancer, I'm just in love. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm just in love for the whole night. I'm like, oh my God, I'm on a high.
Yeah.
It feels so good. And I feel like my spirit has been fed.
Okay.
But I have that intention when I'm going to the parties. That's me. You know, I can literally dance, enjoy myself, and leave, and I'm good.
Okay.
Whereas some people that I'm dancing with, mainly men, they like want to converse more. They want to have my number and all these things. And I'm like, no, I'm just really here to dance. And that's really good for me. And so that's why for me, it can be like a sensual experience because it's the yin and the yang. And I'm like working with that.
For my selfish babes out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom and have a little fun, not only with your partner, but with your friend. For my selfish babe out there that want to spice things up in the bedroom, not only for your partner, but also for yourself, check out my latest product called Poom Poom Candy. It is candy for your vagina. And it really is candy for your vagina, y'all. It is made with cane sugar, the herb Dong Quai, coconut oil, fairy candle root, and marigold. It is all natural, and it is a Poom Poom candy that you are going to pray over, and you're going to put it into your yoni. You're going to pray prayers of sweetness and joy and love into that, and then you're going to insert it into your yoni. Now, what is it going to do? It is going to make your Poom Poom sweet. It's going to make it sweet to the taste. So if you have a lover that is an eater, they're going to enjoy this very much because your yoni is literally going to taste very sweet. Also, it's going to melt, so it does have coconut and oil in it, so it's going to make you wet as well. It's like a natural lubrication, but not natural. It's like coconut oil based. And so if you're, you know, about to do the do with your lover, they are going to experience that wetness, and you're going to experience that wetness. Now, I did get a review where somebody said they experienced that wetness for more than that one day. They had it multiple days. So it just depends. And then I also had a review that's already on the website where they said their lover was asking them to take another one. So now, for the people that are squeamish when it comes to sugar, normally I wouldn't recommend putting sugar in your vagina, but remember, I am talking about these new products that are like a form of cayenne mata that the northern Nigerian Hausa woman use, right? And some northern Nigerian women use a type of sugar or candy that they put into their vaginas when they're having sex with their husbands for sweetening of their yoni. This is not just a physical practice, it's a spiritual practice. You guys know I want you guys to do the spiritual with the physical. So when you're doing your prayers, pray that that yoni is sweet as hell. Pray that that man or that woman is enjoying that yoni. You know what I'm trying to say? Pray for your money. Pray for the sweet things in life, because that is what you guys are going to be attracting when you are doing the do and when your sexual energy is rising. Again, I've told you guys, I want to steer more into the direction of talking about attracting from your womb from a place of joy and sensual energy and fun. Yes, you guys can still cleanse with my goddess vaginal detox pearls, available at evolvingbutterfly.org, my best-selling womb and yoni cleanse. But now I want to talk about fun. How can we use that sexual energy in a positive way? How can we add in that joy to our womb? And so if you're into a night of fun with your partner, check out Poom Poom Candy. If you are somebody that is very sensitive when it comes to the yoni and sugar, or just too sensitive, then I probably wouldn't recommend this product for you. But the people that did try this, they said they were good. They haven't had any yeast infections or anything. But be cautioned, it's still sugar. So if you feel like you get one, you know, take whatever yeast infection medication you gotta do. Do the boric acid. Do the detox pearl, whatever you need. Now, I haven't gotten any feedback that anybody has received that. So you use at your own discretion. Your own discretion. But Poom Poom Candy is now available at evolvingbutterfly.org or my Stan store. The link is below.
That energy, you know?
I think that's a good point. So I feel like that has to do with intention. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's hard sometimes for people to wrap their head around the whole idea that it's a family dance first, yeah. Because I think the intention that's being advertised, including me, including, like, I even fault myself for this as well, mm-hmm. Is that it is sensual. I think I also use it to honor my sensuality and empower women and myself to be sensual and not be afraid of it. But outside of that, like if I danced it with a family member or I danced with my dad or my mom, you wouldn't even see the sensuality in it at all, because the guyad is just a movement in compa. It's not the compa, like it's not the dance. The dance is really the other stuff, like the footwork, the hand trick. So you can see a family member doing this with you. The guyad is added when you want to take it there, you know, like when you want to be more sensual, be more connected, then you would add that. Okay. And naturally, like in the past, you wouldn't find people just doing that with anyone.
I know. Right.
Like it would be with your significant other, usually like married couples when they go out to dance, they would do this in the dark, and it wouldn't even be called a Gruyère at the time. It'd be like the Colle Serré or Pesé, which is like, it's dark and they're in the corner and they're like, you know, like the movement is only between you and that person. Uh-huh. No one can see. And the minute the light comes on, it's done.
So you don't even put no attention to it. You just...
No. It's very, reserved, very like conservative. And then once the lights go off, you know what I mean? Then you can do a little more. Which I think is more of the spiritual part, right? Yeah. Like it's between me and you. It's an energy exchange. Yeah. Now I think it's this generation it's the third generation Haitian Americans that I think brings the Gruyère into it, where it's more exaggerated, you can see it, and then you have all of us doing it with just anyone. Yeah. But before it wasn't like that at all.
There was somebody else I was talking to, and she's Haitian too.
Yeah.
And I was telling her about the Haitian parties here in Atlanta that I go to, this and that, and this and that. And she was like, back in the day, I guess, if you go to the parties and you see the girls guyotting with the guys, mm-hmm. they would kind of look at you as like a hoe.
Okay.
And I was like, really? I'd be out here dancing and guyotting. Like, but I tell her I'm there to enjoy. And so I'm going to enjoy. Yeah. But she says, like, sometimes, you know, it can be looked down upon mm-hmm. if you just dance with any and whoever. Mm-hmm. And again, I'm here to enjoy the dance as well as to learn. Mm-hmm. And I don't want to just stand on the wall all night. Yeah. So if nobody, you know what I'm trying to say? Like, I'm going to dance and I'll test different partners out. If I don't like the dance, sometimes I'll say, thank you.
Yeah.
And that'll end the dance, you know? But I have to dance it to enjoy. I'm not just there for the music. I also want to dance.
I think it's interesting to watch it evolve to this point. So just a little background on how I even started dancing professionally. So back in 2017, and it's going to sound like a bit morbid, but I'm not even trying to be. My mother passed away, okay? Mm-hmm. And at the time, I feel like I was really obsessed with the idea that I live for my mother. Like mm-hmm. she was in Haiti the whole time, and I felt like, okay, I need to be a good girl in America, finish college, bring my mom here, give her like the best life ever. And that was my addiction for like a long time, like my obsession, you know, like my objective or my purpose in life. So when she passed away, I think I was 20 at the time. Mm-hmm. I felt like I lost my purpose. Like, what's the point of living now? Because the person I was living for is not here. So I was really sad. And somebody invited me to a dance class, and it was a compa class in Florida. Mm-hmm. And at the time, I was like, they teach compa? Like, because again, it's passed on to us, right? Like, we danced it with our family, and then that's how we end up knowing how to dance it. Yeah. So I was like, that's interesting. I want to go. I went, and after the class, some of the people were like, oh, like, we're going to go out dancing. And I'm like, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
I go, and in that moment, I felt like, oh my God, like, I don't feel pain. Mm. Like, I'm not feeling the grief and the sadness of losing my mother. Mm. And I became absolutely addicted to this feeling, and I wanted to hold on to it. Mm. So I would fly to Florida like every week or like every 2 weeks just to go dance, but specifically to take videos of me dancing.
Okay, why?
Because I wanted to just go home and watch them. Okay. Because it kept me in the moment. Like the more, it's one thing to dance and it's one thing to film it. And then you get to like, just like, wow.
You get to watch it.
Yeah, and you get to like live in it. So I just became really addicted to that. And then I honestly, my first video I ever posted of me dancing compa online with someone and not by myself, it was just so I don't lose the footage. Mm. Like, I literally was like, I love this video. I'm obsessed. I want to keep watching it, and I don't want to lose my phone. So let me, like, post it. And it got 4 million views.
Yeah.
But that 4 million views and it going viral was everyone tearing me apart. They were like, they were like, what is she doing? We bet she can't even cook. She can't even clean. She didn't even finish college.
Why were they tearing it apart, though?
Because, like you said, that's why I'm telling you this story, is because it's not something that was, it's not a dance that people were used to seeing people do with strangers in a sensual way. So a girl just going to a club and you ask someone to record you dancing with a man that's not your man.
Yeah.
they didn't take that very well. I think this was in 2017.
Okay.
So everyone on it was Facebook.
Wow.
They were just like, I bet this is why they don't get a husband. This is why they don't get married.
Yes, okay.
The same way the girl was telling you. Yeah. And I felt crushed for the same reason, because I'm like, this actually was healing me. Yeah. Like, I was not dancing for anything sexual at all. Like, I just, for a moment, I felt like I wasn't sad over losing my mother. And I finally found something that was slowly healing me. So then it made me realize, if it can heal me, I bet it can heal other people too. Mm. So I started posting more. And then before you know it, I had like 60,000 followers, 100,000 followers.
Yeah.
And then people were like, you should teach it. And I'm like, teach what?
This thing that's been passed down.
Yeah, and they're like, compa. And I'm like, how do you teach compa? And they're like, figure it out. And I'm like, this is something that they just teach us. We're just born with it. Mm. But I started people watching and started studying how people dance across age groups. Mm. So someone 80 years old versus someone that's like 20 years old. And what do we all do in common? And that's how I decided what I would teach.
Okay.
But I say all this to you because it's very valid what she said. Mm. It was not a walk in the park to just wake up one day and be like, I'm going to teach compa. Mm. Even now, it's very hard for people to adjust. My people, Haitian people, it's hard for them to adjust that a woman would call this a career.
Hmm. We're going to get into that. I just find what you said very interesting, because I think about cultural repercussions, right?
Yeah.
So I'm a Jamaican going into the club. I don't know these things. So I'm just going to do how I feel, right? And enjoy that. And from somebody that's from the culture where they know what the norms are and what is not, what's taboo, I guess this would be taboo, you have a deeper connection to it. You have a deeper understanding of it. And I think, as much as I love roots and I love tradition, I also know that things shift and change and shift over time. I'm not saying everything has to change, right? There can be a core base, but sometimes some things elevate for specific reasons. And the reason I'm saying that is because you talked about compa being healing in the way that you experienced it. It was very beautiful. And I'm also sharing how it's helped me more so for my femininity and to be led, as we have talked about today.
Mm-hmm.
And that's like why I'm like, oh, I need this dance. Compa heals my soul. Like, I literally made that tweet before.
Yeah.
So for me, when I look at compa, and I even think about when I used to just, and I still do, I will dance in the mirror naked to compa, and I just feel that energy. And it's for me. It's for me to tap into my self-love, to honor myself like a goddess, etc. And I feel like this could be taken out into the world to help other women connect to themselves.
Yes.
If they are partner dancing with a masculine or whoever is leading, that helps them connect to themselves.
Yes.
But again, I look at it as an elevated shift of what it is. Now somebody else that's from the culture who is really classic and in traditions could look at that like, what is that? You know what I'm trying to say? And like you said, it's hard for them maybe to shift into that. But I think it's, I don't know, like you said, I think it can be elevated. But that doesn't mean we have to like tarnish it. You know what I'm trying to say? And maybe they see it as it's a tarnishment. I don't know.
Yes, I think it's different levels and layers. I think for one thing, it's one of those dances that it actually stayed with us, right? Like, it's not something that was like salsa where it's like world renowned all over the world and known. So I think people get defensive when they do see it on the internet because it becomes like you're sharing or sacred dance with the world, and then they're gonna like do whatever they want with it. I also think is that with the internet, it's a dangerous game because you won't, if you're not of the culture, you won't be able to differentiate what's actually compa and what's not.
That's true.
It's just so many layers. And I think for me, why they were so upset with me was because I was dancing a new generation type of compa. And at the time for me, it was like I was so grounded in who I am as a Haitian woman.
Yeah.
I've grown up dancing with my mom and dad, so I'm like, I know how to dance compa. So when I saw the new style, I was like, oh, that's cool. Like, you guys did something different with it. Mm-hmm. Understanding that if I do go back to dance with my mom and dad, it wouldn't change. I would mm-hmm. go, yeah. I would dance it how I'm supposed to.
Yeah.
But again, that, like, holding on to it when they do see, like, this new style is this fear of it will wipe out the real thing, which is a real valid fear. And it's a fear that even I have now mm-hmm. that I'm older, ironically. Mm-hmm. I myself feel like, I don't know, like, I want to be careful what I'm posting so that I'm not miseducating people any further. Because I've been a victim of that. Not victim. Like, I've been at fault of that. Where it's like, I would go dance, even though it's not actual compa compa. But I'm like, I know what compa is. So, of course, I can do this new thing. But if you're watching it, it's like, would you know? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so,
if I'm watching it and I'm like, and you're saying compa, I'm going to think compa.
Exactly.
Even though it could be a little different.
Exactly. So, for me, it became like, now I have a responsibility to post the most accurate new, like, modern, but the most authentic I can find, you know? And it's a struggle because of how much guyad I post.
Yeah. It makes it sensual.
Yes. And it makes it seem like that's the whole dance.
Yeah, and it's not.
So it is my own artistic flaw that I'm, like, struggling with for myself is realizing, how do we, like, move away from posting so much of that part of the dance and actually post the entirety of the dance? But the internet, like I said, it's a crazy place. If I do post the whole dance, it'll get, like, 10 likes. But if I post the guyad, it'll get, like, 5 million likes. So I try to, like, use that to bring more people to the dance.
Yeah.
So it's,
you're going to have a balance, though, because, yes, like, today in class, a lot of hand motions, a lot of twists and turns, a lot of the foundational skills that I personally still have to work on.
A lot
on.
Of technique.
And I want to, though. And
yes.
I think because I enjoy the dance and I enjoy the music, I desire to learn the technique.
Yes.
But do I enjoy a lovely guyad all the time? Yes. And you know, before I even understood what guyad meant, because I did not know, it means wine, right? Guyad means to wine.
It doesn't have, like, an actual meaning.
Okay.
Plogue, like, because there's two different types. There's the guyad and the plogue.
Mm-hmm.
And the plogue means, like, that's an actual Creole word that means plug in.
Yeah.
So that you already understand.
And it's like, boom. Like,
yes. And you have to stay there. But the guyad is just, I think it's just a gyrating movement.
Yeah. But that involves a lot of your waist movement.
Yes.
But I used to think that the guyad was the compa.
Yes. A lot of people do.
I would see the others. I'm like, oh, okay, no, it's more to the dance.
Yeah.
But I just didn't understand that because it's based on what I saw and
just
what I was experiencing.
Yes.
But, okay, so you know how people used to, are probably talked about, like, Afrobeat growing and growing and being worldwide, and now we see compa going, we see compa growing more globally.
Yeah.
And I know that's the music I'm talking about, y'all, not the dance. You are talking about, like, oh, you're taking our sacred dance and showing it to the world. What's going to happen? Of course, I understand that fear of just anything. You want to keep it sacred. But how do you keep things... Okay. I want to keep things sacred, but how do you also share the culture of Haiti? I think Haiti, or people's perception of Haiti, not everybody's, has changed over time. I remember being in middle school and having a friend that was Haitian that was below me, and it was like a thing where people didn't like Haitians. I didn't know what reason for. I could not tell you why.
Yeah.
But then as I am now 33 years old, that's not the case anymore. People are like, oh, I want to go try the Haitian food. I want to do this. I want to do that. And it's not that, but how do you share this love of this culture, right? Like, share it so people can have a different perception of it without jeopardizing the sacredness of it. I guess that's been my thing.
Yeah.
You share things like, you know, you want to share things that you love because you want people to love it too.
Yeah.
And it could be really great if they did.
But you
but
don't.
And I also understand the fear part.
Yeah. Listen, every day I live with those layers of, I think the world should experience this.
Yeah.
Like, the world should experience what it feels like to dance compa. Like, what it feels like to dance a dance that brings you to tears, or that tells you about yourself, or make you more in tune with who you are, or work on your femininity and your softness. And
I want you guys to have more orgasms. I want you guys to give yourself your own orgasms. And I want you guys to be praying when you are orgasming. And so my Raining Waterfalls aphrodisiac set is, yes, it's going to spice up your sex life and you can co-create with your partner, but it's also just good for you. And as you are self-pleasuring yourself, which I have in my, I think I have an Orgasm and Pray ebook, I'll also link below. But I want you guys to have more wetness down there. I want you guys to be sweeter down there. I want you guys to start praying sweetness, prayers of sweetness and joy to your yoni and to your womb so that you can attract more, right? You can indeed attract from your womb. And after you have cleansed, it is now time to be a magnet for the things that you desire. So if that sounds like fun, if that sounds like the type of womb magic you want to get into, then check out my Raining Waterfalls aphrodisiac set. It comes with Gorontula fruit, slippery elm and maca capsules, as well as the sugar lumps. You're going to make it all together. I have instructions on the website, and when you order, you are going to get your instructions. But check it out at evolvingbutterfly.org or the link below.
Your ability to be vulnerable, yeah, right?
There's so many variations.
Yes, I want that for the world. I really do. But I also sometimes wake up and I do feel that way as well. Like, I want to gatekeep this because, yeah, once you put it out there, people kind of like do what they want with it, right? I think the solution is Haitian people coming together to be the voice of it. If we control the movement, then we can protect it better. But if there's division, where there's division, there's conquer. It's easy to conquer it. So it would be so much easier to get to destroy it if we're not doing this as a team. Like, if we're not doing this as a unit, as a, how do you say, like, together, you know? There's a lot of places I've taught. Like, I went to teach. I was willing to take less money just so I can be the voice.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, it needs an authentic voice. So rather than someone going for a cheaper person and then they're going to not teach them the real thing.
Yeah, you want them to learn
yes, the real thing. I decided to take the pay cut. Like, I will do it for free if I have to. Just so I can protect it. Like, that's my way of protecting it. Another way is educating people about the culture, you know, letting them know. A lot of people heard of Kompa, but they don't even know where it's from. So going to different countries and asking them, like, do you know where Kompa is from? Teaching them about Haiti, where it is. Like, I went to China and I was like, do you guys know where Haiti is? And they're like, no. Yeah. Like, do you guys know Kompa? Yes.
But they didn't know.
Yeah. And they're like, I'm like, where did you see it? Instagram.
Yeah.
So teaching them where Haiti is on the map, teaching them, like, the culture, the music, making them go from, like, the beginning of...
You say that you're an ambassador for Haiti?
Yes, I would. I think now, especially as I get more popular or more known, or as Kompa gets more known... Because I think both are happening at the same time. It's like, I get more popular, Kompa get more popular, or it's like I'm driving it. I'm not sure which one's driving the other, but I notice it is shifting from less of a dance instructor necessarily to more of a culture ambassador for sure. Like, I think that's my purpose. I think my purpose is not necessarily to teach people how to dance Kompa, but to teach people how to experience Kompa and also experience the magic that is Haiti.
Love that.
Yeah.
I have two questions that I don't want to get off that experience Kompa, but there's another girl that dances Kompa. I think she's based in France and I love her videos. And she got invited to choreograph an artist's like performance. Have you been asked to choreograph before? Like, basically, like, she has to come with a choreography that is Kompa to teach the dancers and then also be a dancer for the tour or whatever. Is that something you've done?
I have been asked. I have done it. Is it my thing? Mm-hmm. No. Mm-hmm. Not really. I would do it for a very specific artist that I love.
Yeah.
But it's one of this job for me is not a job. I like to do it my way. And I feel like I like an autonomy. Like, I like to be able to lead it. And it's difficult when I have to work for someone or when I have to, like, choreograph within the means of someone else's.
That makes sense.
So, yeah, you don't see me being much of a choreographer. Yeah. I think I'm too much of a rebel.
That makes sense.
But, yeah, I've been in the beginning of my career. I definitely did it. Yeah. And I've had some really interesting experiences that I'm like, all right, not for me.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
The magic of compa. Let's talk about that. So you said not just teaching compa, but have people experience compa. Yeah. What do you mean by that?
Like, when I dance it, I feel like it takes a level of meditation for me. And I feel like it takes a level of, like, truly letting go and being, allowing myself to trust and allowing myself, not just to trust, but trust me and trust the person I'm dancing with and allowing myself to be vulnerable.
Yeah.
Someone has to be able to penetrate my spirit and my soul, and I have to be able to do the same for them in order to become one enough to dance it where we're mirroring and reflecting each other, like we're one. You get what I'm saying? Yes. And when you're able to accomplish it, like when you're able to meditate fully and fully lock in and tap in and allow yourself to drop in into that type of realm, like dimension, I think you experience what true peace feels like.
Wow.
And I think it, like you mentioned, it heals you. It makes you feel healed, fulfilled, and it makes you see things about yourself that you didn't even know was there or that you couldn't experience. It makes you feel human connection that you did not know you can experience. For example, it's so easy for someone to look at the dance and be like, oh, I have to have sex with this person if I was dancing that way.
Yeah.
Only to realize that if you were really in this dance, you would see that you gain something so much greater than sex.
Yeah.
You just touch someone's spirit.
Yeah.
Like you just hugged it. That's what I that's what I described it. I described it like that yesterday, talking to someone. I'm like, it's like a big emotional, spiritual hug of spirits.
Yeah.
You don't even need sex, yo. Like it's not even needed. Like that's enough. I want people to experience that.
This is why I wanted her on the podcast. This is exactly why I wanted her on the podcast, because I knew she would be able to talk about compa on such a deeper level. Yeah. And I wanted y'all to, like, understand this for real.
Yeah.
And, like, you can only hear us talk about it. Of course, you have to go and experience it yourself, but, like, that's what it has been. All of this that she's talking about, even when you talk about it going into a trance-like state, a meditative state, like...
Yes.
So, for example, in class, when we were working on the Guya, you mentioned, oh, close your eyes. You can't look at, you can't look like this. Just close your eyes and get into that state. You, why did you tell us to close our eyes?
Because you need to be able to tap in. You need to be able to drop yourself in it. Like, almost, it's, to me, it's like a form of, like, hypnosis almost. It's like you have to drop in. If you are looking at me, then that means you're not even in it.
Yeah.
It should literally feel like the world does not exist. That it's just you and that person.
Yeah.
I've had moments. It's interesting when it happens. But when I've been able to make my entire class drop in, it makes me emotional.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Like when I'm watching all of them kind of like one by one drop in to it.
Yeah.
And it's almost like everyone forgets that I was here. Yeah. And I just start the song. I'm like, like I get chills because I can feel the energy. And when I stop that music, most of the time, everyone is still in that sleeping state.
Mm.
I have to be like, all right, wake up now. Chop, chop.
Yeah.
And so there's magic in it. It's spiritual. So the reason I told you guys to close your eyes is because of that. I want you to be able to feel that.
Yeah.
I want you to be able to let go and feel. A lot of people don't actually want to feel. I think a lot of people don't actually want to be vulnerable.
Hmm. You know, I can agree with her that. Not me. Even though we're going to talk about me. We're going to talk about me in a second. But I can agree with that if I'm thinking about the majority of the world. And I'm thinking about... Okay, today we were talking about the Creole language and how you said that there's so many different ways to express love.
Yeah.
So many different ways to express love. And when we look at the English language, it's not that.
Yeah.
And it's like, even in just platonic ways, it's still expressing love.
Yes.
I think that here, you know, we're taught to maybe close off our hearts and to be suspicious and have ourselves guarded all the time. And I think from you even talking about the Haitian Creole language, it's Creole.
Yeah.
The Creole language, like, just the expression of that kind of shows like the heart of it. Yeah. It shows the heart.
Yeah.
And yeah, I think majority of people are afraid to be vulnerable.
Yes, they're not taught
that it's safe enough to be vulnerable. No, it's not. But if you grow up in that way where the language in itself is already vulnerable, then you maybe
yeah, it's easier. It's easier for sure. And the language is definitely, like I told you, it's so lovey-dovey on all levels.
You're going to have to say something in Creole for us. No,
I really need to, right? I'll speak some Creole later.
Okay.
The music, Copa, is all about love. Yeah. And I was telling, I don't even remember if it's like I was posting it on my story, but I'm like, this is exactly why I'm such a lover girl. Because the music teaches you to believe in love. Like when you're done listening to Compa and you understand the words, even if you were sad, heartbroken, and you were like, ugh, I'm over love, it really like rejuvenates you. And you're like, I believe in love again. Like,
which is great, you know?
It's all poetic. It's all like men just speaking their heart and expressing how much they love a woman, how sorry they are, how, you know, like one, oh my goodness, it's so crazy. One of the artists, he wrote that in his lyrics that she is the reason God exists.
Wow.
Imagine a man telling you, you are
That's
the reason.
That's beautiful though, to God hear even men acknowledge exists. And say that.
And then another one said that she is the blueprint of beauty. Like when God was creating beauty, he used her as the blueprint. Get out of here.
I love that.
If you tell me. And so it makes my expectations and my standard, which I think teaches you, if we were really listening to the music to listen, I think it does teach us to love ourselves and to have self-love and for our standard to be up there, because yes, we need a man who believes we are the blueprint.
Yes, God. And to hear that and expressed vocally.
Yes.
And it not be a problem.
Yes.
Because, you know, I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes being in relationships, sometimes men and or women, just the partner can that's in the masculine role, can feel like, if I'm being too sweet or too nice to you, I'm a simp. And I'm
weak. Yeah.
And I don't know where that comes from.
I know. I love me.
There's a way you
simp
can
on
still
me.
Be masculine and still compliments who you're with.
Yes.
You know, I don't know where that came from.
It all goes back to the whole vulnerability thing. Mm. Interestingly enough, our music, our culture, as far as the creative aspect, like the dance and the sing, the lyrics, the music, it does allow us softness.
Yeah.
You know, it is, I'm not sure if that has changed in Haiti now, but growing up, poetry was a big deal.
Okay.
Like recording someone's songs was a big deal, or sing, like quoting the lyrics was a big deal. So we're lovers. We're lover girls and lover boys. You never heard the Haitian joke that a Haitian man falls in love under 3 minutes?
I have, but I've also heard that Haitian men can have a whole other families.
Because they're such lover boys.
No, that's fucked up. I'm sorry. That's not love. That's fucked up.
Think about it. The music and all of that. It's all these. All
Don't
this
lie
sweet,
to me like
all
that.
All this sweet
family.
Nothing that you're being fed. How many? You think it's just you?
And that's the thing. Yes. And if it's not, tell me so I can at least be aware. My God.
I think, honestly, I'm going to defend Haitian men for the first time and say, I think that they're just so romantic and sweet that they just get caught up.
Like, they just get caught up.
They just get caught up. It's like 1 minute you're singing some sweet nothings to a woman and now she's in love. What are you going to do?
But then you have a whole other family that you haven't told the original family about. That's crazy.
I mean, 1 minute, things happen so fast. You know, 1 minute you're dancing compa with a woman and she's
next thing you know, she's having your baby. Like,
next
what?
Thing you know, it really, remember, let's go back to the magic of the dance. It happens all so fast. I just told you earlier that I've questioned.
It's addicting.
Yes,
you did say that.
Like, it's addicting. It can create some very, if you're not careful, it can create some chaos in your life.
No, that's true. That's true.
And it's crazy because remember I was telling you earlier, I'm like, a few years ago, I would argue that this was just a dance.
Yeah.
And there's no more to it. I did not understand why Haitian people were panicking over it so much. Like, why was it an issue that I'm dancing with multiple men?
Yeah.
I'm a dance instructor. I didn't understand like the layers of it and that there's, it can be more. Yes. It, can it be a dance? Absolutely. Can we do this very surface level? Absolutely. Can we disconnect and just dance? Absolutely. But I don't know if they know that. You get what I'm saying? Because we've only experienced it at its depth.
Yeah.
So seeing someone do it in such a nonchalant way, you will assume, or what seems nonchalant to them, you will assume that how is she able to dance with 10 of these men this night and call it instructor?
Yeah.
So now that I understand the spirituality of it and the magic it holds, and with magic, there's good and bad. So the chaos it can create or the peace that it can create, now I'm like, I'm like really like thread very lightly with this beautiful, gorgeous dance.
No, that makes sense.
Because you may have that one dance and you do fall in love with him, and then later on you find out he's married.
Guys, let me tell you a story. And it's not falling in love.
I may just be with you and you have 3-4 girlfriends. Yeah. But I want,
honestly, guys, it's the honesty for me.
It's the honesty.
A man
for
that
me.
Can be honest with me.
You should tell your story, what happened to you. We cannot miss this story.
Let me just tell this part. A man that can be honest with me and have the balls to tell me that he wants to be with me and wants me as a life partner, but is also maybe attracted to another woman, actually has the balls to tell me that, I respect.
Me too.
A lot of
and people I might be down.
Don't want to be honest. I think it's harder sometimes to be honest because you don't know how the person's going to react. For me, allow the person
a
the opportunity to have a choice on what they want to do. When you are saying that you're a faithful person, but you have 3 or 4 different people on the side, but to the person you're talking to, you're saying that you're faithful, that's misleading. Now they don't have a choice. Maybe they don't want to do that.
Yeah.
Anyways, on the dance floor, it became sensual. Compa party, very nice. It was like one of my first ones too. And that was the first time I felt like I was being led. Like he actually was helping me be led. Like I had to, he said, relax, relax, eventually I relaxed. It got sensual, y'all. Okay. And by the time this man is at my house, I asked him because I just wanted to ask. And I didn't think I had to, just for sure. I said, are you married? And he said, yes. I said, oh, I can't do this. He said, oh, is it because I'm married? I said, yes. And he proceeds to tell me how he has had girlfriends while he has been married. His wife has not known about this. And for me, that feels very unfair. I personally cannot do that. I don't want to ruin anybody's marriage in that way. This is why I respect honesty. I just, it's just so important to me. It's just so important. I can't explain why. It just is. Even if you want multiple partners, be honest about it. Let me be honest about it. Let's be in actual partnership and be honest and raw with one another. But a lot of people are not willing to do that. And I want a partner that has the balls to fucking do that.
Me too. No, me too.
God.
Me too.
Why am I asking you if you're fucking married? I'm sorry. That shit pisses me off. It doesn't make any sense to me.
You still didn't tell the story now.
What story?
The story of how you and a Haitian man that was getting sensual, and then what happened?
What part? You gotta tell it because now I don't know. I thought I just told it.
Sorta.
What happened?
So you had this whole sensual dance.
Yeah.
And it wasn't until when?
That I went home?
It wasn't until you went home with him.
Yes.
That
I asked him if he's married.
That you asked him if he's married and he said?
Yes. I just said that.
Really?
I literally just said that. I went over the whole thing.
I thought I heard you. I was so focused on the poly conversation.
That hurt me just tell the story. That's all I'm like.
Okay. Because I feel like the specific part I wanted to make sure they hear is that it wasn't until you got to the house.
It wasn't. I mean, I waited, right? But then I was just like, let me just make sure.
And yeah, you know, it's so funny. I don't know if you saw my Instagram post yesterday where it was like, what is a question you have to ask a Haitian man on the first date, and somebody wrote in 10 different ways.
Are you with somebody?
Does anyone in this world think they're married to you?
Okay, no, and that's crazy that has to be asked in multiple ways because people will evade the question, and I don't like that. Yeah. I hate that, y'all. And let me tell you this. They don't all have to be like that. I know that there are different types of love that I know that I will experience. That's what I'm calling it for myself. But for it to come to that is crazy to me.
Well, welcome to our world. You're in the Haitian.
But you're actually defending Haitian. Ah! Okay, I'm not.
We're not gonna generalize. We're not generalizing.
Stories I've heard. And it's not just Haitians, Jamaicans, Nigerians. I've heard the story from multiple cultural people.
I literally think my theory is that they're so smooth that they just get caught up. I think this is my defense mechanism to get through it.
I don't care. Get caught up and be fucking honest about it then.
Facts. Shit. That would be nice.
It would be great, actually. Protect me and my health. God damn.
You know what? These are like very deep convos. Because I feel like the issue is that women in my culture, in the Caribbean, I would say, culture, we were not really taught to kind of accept that level of honesty.
Mm-hmm. No, it's true.
Right? No, and so he knows, okay, maybe I would have been able to tell her, but she's not going to be able to handle it. And then once I tell her this, we can't go back from there because she's going to be very stuck on this. So the only way to live out our natural, perhaps, desires is to hide it.
I do think they're natural. I don't think we have to hide it. And I also will say, I think that for some Caribbean people to think that people can have multiple relationships while being monogamous in a viewpoint that could be seen as a Christian marriage, if you are Christian, is hard. It's breaking whatever barrier. Like, it's a lot to process. So it's just like, to even come out as a woman and say you don't want to be monogamous, that's crazy. I feel like especially in Caribbean culture, that's fucking rare. In American culture, that's an American thing. But in Caribbean culture, so for me, yeah, we're not taught maybe to accept that honestly, but I think we're not even taught to be that fucking free.
No.
That it's a fucking possibility.
No, we're not. And because we're not, I think it's natural desires that are there, but the conditioning, like, you know, like the programming is going against it. And I think that's why, I think it's human nature that if you have something you desire and it's being held from you, you're just going to do it in hiding. Mm. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, you're just going to hide to do it because it's in you. It's who you are. So because you can't be fully truthful, you hide.
Don't be with me, y'all. I'm gonna tell you that quick. I'm being honest with you.
No, me too. I'm very honest and transparent.
We're not gonna get into it, but we're gonna talk about sometimes you are told a message through spirit, through dreams, the truth, the honest truth.
Yeah.
So for me, it's just like, it's me. Y'all could do whatever y'all wanna do. Just be honest with me. I'm open to it. Just be honest, okay? And you could be open to me. You gotta be open to me too, okay?
Yeah, no, for me, it's something that's really important too, is that I really, and no one wants to believe me. I'd rather you truly hurt me with the truth than lie to me. And like, I don't know, like butter me up with a lie, because once I find the truth, I can't get over the fact that you just lied to me. And so I'd rather you tell me you like another woman and we can figure that out together, or you want a second woman.
Yeah.
But don't cheat on me. Being cheated on is a terrible feeling.
I agree. I've experienced it.
Yeah, like you really
even
feel like
the opportunity to be honest and bring multiple partners. I've experienced.
Isn't that even? And
it doesn't make
it's
any
the
sense.
Same,
to
no,
me.
It was the same for me. It was it like, sense to me. If this is what you want, then you can have it. I just need you to tell me.
Yeah.
But the person's like, no. Again, I think it's just fear. Maybe. Yeah. I don't want to be I don't want to be like.
I mean, there's a fear. I mean, the husband was afraid. Of course, he's going to lose his wife, but. Again,
and he's gonna lose you.
I feel like honestly, he's
you probably gave him like a crazy guyad.
It's like I did. I just feel like if you truly love the person, allow them to have a choice.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Oh my god. What? I have a question.
What
for
is
you.
The question?
Do you think Compa is cheating?
Okay. I think it depends on the dynamics of the relationship. So I don't think it's cheating. This is me though. But depending on the dynamics of the relationship, it can be seen as that, right? So let's say you're in a very monogamous relationship and you guys have said, hey, we only dance with one another. Even if we're not together at a party or specifically a compa party, there is no dancing with other people. But then if you decide to dance with somebody else, but you guys. Now, for my ladies that are the right customer, because we're not just going to talk about not the right customer, but the right customer, you're wanting to
tend to some of the traumas that may be in your womb. Have you been sexually assaulted before? That's a trigger warning. Have you had sexual experience you didn't like? Are you holding on to stagnant emotions? Are you dealing with PCOS, infertility, endometriosis, all those things? Like, are you trying to remove things that's stopping you from success and wanting to call in more success? Like, this is why I used to have whatever your intentions are as options to order. But for some reason, some people were so confused about clicking. Click something. Click an intention, then you can process your order. I don't know. I may bring those back. But you have to set your intention, y'all, when you get the
Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls at evolvingbutterfly.org. My spiritual womb and yoni cleanse. Over 1,000 reviews on my website. Check it out today.
And so for me, I want people that are intentional when they get my product. Like, okay, sit. Prayer, use, not in a rush, ready to flow. Like, those is what my products are for women who are on their self-love journey, for women who are on their spiritual journey, who are desiring to connect deeper to themselves, and who are already there. If you are already a goddess that knows herself, loves herself, already connecting deeper, this is just something that's adding into your toolbox of things. You know what I'm trying to say? It's for y'all. And then my pussy power wash, right? You're praying. You set an intention into the yoni wash and you use it. Or if you don't feel like it that day, it's okay. It's already sitting in the energy of rose quartz, you know? Anyways, I just wanted to talk about that because I guess, I don't know, some people didn't know I was still selling the pearls. I still sell them. You can find them at evolvingbutterfly.org or click the link below. You can also order on something I have called Stand Store. There is buy now, pay later options available. You know, I'm trying to say it's all available for you guys.
If I already agreed upon to not do that, then yes, it's cheating. But if you're like, hey, if we're at a compa party, you can dance with other people, just don't take it further than that. I think it's okay to do that. I don't think that's cheating. I think it's just the dynamics of the relationship because, as we have talked about, even though compa may not be inherently a sensual dance, it can be a sensual dance.
It can be.
And so because it can be, in some people's relationship dynamics, that they may not want to experiencing that with somebody else. Just like the guyading, right? That could get real. That energy. And for me, I'm talking about the sensual energy and not just from a, I'm not talking from a sex perspective. I'm really just talking about the kundalini energy that is rising because I've sometimes I feel that on the dance floor.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I can feel that. And so it's just like, what level of control do you have?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know. It's a bunch of different things. So
would it be cheating for you?
No, not right now. Yeah, I'm saying no, not right now.
She said that.
I'm a, you know,
to be continued.
But, you know, because this, if I'm at a party and you're not there, I'm going to want to dance. I'm just, this is what it is. But I can fend off people.
You know,
I
have to give you my number. It's so crazy because, again, the growing up and becoming more in tune with the dance and becoming more in tune with myself, it's really done certain things to me that I'm just like, if you spoke to me 10 years ago, the answers would be completely different. Like, 10 years ago, have I been dancing, teaching for that long? I don't think so. Since 2018, almost 10.
It's almost so. Yeah. 3 years, it'll be 10.
So if you had asked me this question maybe like 5 years ago,
yeah,
that if I, can I see myself dancing with just one person for the rest of my life?
Okay. I would say no. That's how I felt about
sex. I would say I don't see it. Because it's just a dance, like I said, and I want to experience it with multiple people. But I have felt what it felt like to dance it with your human, with your person. And it's not in a possessive way, like, that's my person. But the person that you feel your soul and their soul is, there's like that synchronicity.
Yeah.
And that is just a completely different level of dancing. And it made me not want to ever touch anyone else again.
Did it also make you not want them to dance with anybody else like that?
No? They didn't want to. Oh, that's so crazy. Yes, like I, okay. Because I'm a dance instructor, right? Yeah. So I try to keep it fair. So the fact that I know whether or not I want to dance with other people, I have to. Mm-hmm. So I always wanted them to dance with other people, and he wouldn't. Like, he genuinely felt like he would always say it doesn't feel the same, and it doesn't.
Yeah.
So we would just always wait for each other.
That's so beautiful, y'all.
So that's interesting, isn't it?
Yeah.
And it creates this, like, I don't know. Like, I think if you are in love, it adds, like, an extra layer in it.
Yeah.
And it makes you feel like, I only feel this with this person.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I wonder, can this happen with multiple partners? Like, can you find multiple dance partners that you would have that, like, feeling with?
But I'm not going to say, I do think it's something that is not going to be often.
No.
Okay, so like how I think that you can have multiple soulmates in a lifetime, I don't think you only have one soulmate.
Yeah.
If you have multiple, depending where you at
me
that
too.
Time.
Me too.
I think the same for this, but it's not something that's going to be any random person all the time. It's going to be special. It's a special connection. You
know? And I also don't think it feels the same, because I do believe I've experienced this twice in my life. Mm-hmm. And it doesn't feel the same. The first one, because he was Haitian, it felt like home. Mm-hmm. Like, that level of connection felt like home. And I also felt what you seem to feel when you dance, which is that soft femininity. I don't have to lead myself. I can just, like, lay here.
Yeah.
That's how I felt. With the second one, because I taught him, it was more like seeing myself.
Mm-hmm.
It was more like dancing with myself and seeing someone bring to life me and them and themselves.
Yeah.
And that was just it was just a different energy. Like it was, and also the first one, it was very calm and passionate, where the second one, it was more like intense passionate. So yeah, I guess you can experience it, but maybe differently.
Yeah.
But I don't think, so far, I have not experienced it with multiple people at the same time.
Yeah.
I actually think the minute I experienced it with the second person, it made the first person lose some of the power.
I can understand that.
Really?
Remember what we talked about? Like, multiple men at the same time.
Yeah.
I feel like sometimes that's just not possible. I don't know. We'll talk about another time. But I wanted to talk about what I've noticed with dancing with the people I've danced with.
Yeah.
Some dances... Okay, so when I'm dancing with somebody, mainly a man, I can kind of guess how they are. Sometimes I can feel like if somebody dances and they're very joyful, I'm like, oh, he's a joyful dancer. Sometimes it's not sensual. Sometimes it's a joyful dance.
Yes.
Other times it's sensual. Other times I'm like, if we're bumping into people, I'm like, wow, he wouldn't protect me.
Okay.
Why are we bumping into people?
Okay.
I've seen guys that are very intentional to make sure that we're not bumping into people.
Yeah.
If you're bumping into people, that tells me, oh, you don't care about me.
Wow, I've never looked at that one.
You don't care about if I'd even have an orgasm during sex. Like, I literally look at, like, from the dance, I don't know if it's true, but this is how I'm interpreting the person. I'm like, damn, dude, your level of care of me. If I know that you're taking your time, you're watching out, oh, I feel safe and protected. Thank you for protecting me. Oh, my God. I can surrender even more.
Yeah.
And so I've just noticed that with guys, different people that I'm dancing, and it's been very good for me. Now I want to talk about Bev's experience with me today because her experience with me is different than maybe what some men experienced me as on the dance floor. But what was, okay, because you know how you can describe how a person is through the dance
floor. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tell me about myself.
I do believe I have a gift, though. I wonder if everyone does. I'm not sure. I think you have to be very intuitive as a foundation first and sensitive. And somebody who's, because I got to touch your energy. So that means I have to allow you into mine in order for me to even get to yours. So I think those things help. But I do believe I can tell a lot about someone by the way they dance. I can even tell a lot about a couple by the way they dance. I can tell who's controlling, who's more submissive, who's more jealous, who's more willing to listen or follow. Mm. And like you said, who's more of like the protector, the nurturer.
Yeah.
I can tell if the relationship will last.
Wow.
I know. Crazy.
Wow.
Yes. It's just the dynamics. I can read the dynamics just by either watching the people dance or by dancing with them myself. Mm. So today,
gosh,
I dance with Olenike.
Yes.
And I learned some things.
All right, so Bev was just about to share what information she got on me through dancing with her. And again, this is not an everyday experience. This is just what she got for me today. So go ahead.
So what I realized while dancing with you is that you can be very guarded of yourself and your energy.
Yeah.
I don't think it's easy for you to let people in.
Mm.
Yeah, it seems like it takes you a while to kind of like allow someone in.
Mm.
I saw softness, but in the same minute, it was gone. Like,
yeah, she said it was like,
yeah, like it was one minute you felt like the feather that I wanted you to feel, and the next I was feeling your weight again. Like, I was feeling the guardedness and the like tension, right? Yeah. And I'm like, that is so interesting. It's like a woman that wants to let go, but still feel fiercely independent and fiercely like protective and guarded of their being.
Yeah.
I did see a willingness to be feminine and soft. Like, I see the yearning for it. The yearning for, I've been this strong, independent woman for too long.
Yeah.
I want to be just a girl and just be in my feminine energy.
Yeah.
But it was literally like dancing with, like, two people within one.
That's so interesting.
Yeah. Like, it was like, one minute she's soft, one minute she's guarded, one minute. And I had to keep reminding you, like,
yeah,
relax. Relax.
And even when she was telling me to relax, I felt like, oh, drop your weight. And you're like, no.
Yes.
You're like, no, that's not dropping your weight. But in my mind, that was how I could comprehend to relax.
Which is so fascinating, because I think you taught me something today. Hmm. I have never had it that someone I said, like, relax or let go, drop their weight.
Hmm.
Instead, the let go have always been to, like, be light, be like a feather.
Hmm.
But with you, you translate it as, oh, okay. And you just drop the weight.
You know, we're talking about this and she's saying be light and be like a feather. That is very hard for me to comprehend.
Oh,
like, what does that look like in the body? What does that feel like in the body? And which, so for me, it is, okay, I can just, whew. You know, but then that's dropping the weight.
Yes.
So that even when she saw the little bits of featherness, as we like to call it, I don't even know what that is.
So it's interesting you bring this up, because this is something I've had to like think about a lot, is that it's one thing we learn the dance through feeling. But everyone else outside of like someone who grew up Haitian is learning it through mechanics.
Yeah.
So it's easy for me to say feel like a feather until I go to sleep at night and I'm like, right, how do you explain that? Like, you know what I mean? Because it's like, I know what that feels like.
Yeah.
But now you got to explain what the feeling. A lot of things people ask me about Compa, my answer at first is always, you just have to feel it. No, there's no point. Like, when someone's like, what's the point of connection for the Guyad? I'm like, the point of what? We just feel the Guyad.
Yeah.
But there is a mechanical explanation. If you want to feel light, you have to shift your weight from side to side. It can never be centered.
Okay.
So you know how I talked about the pendulum?
Yes.
It's like your weight literally can never be in the middle, because the minute it's centered, like the minute you're grounded, I will feel it. So it has to keep moving. That's why.
Flow.
Yes.
Okay.
That's why it's so important that the person keeps swaying. But the sway is so specific, it's hard, because in the sway is how you're balancing that weight from side to side. And then eventually, once you get that mechanic, it becomes a feeling.
That's so good, y'all. Because okay, so I was telling Bev that when I'm dancing out, the people that I dance with will be surprised that I'm not Haitian. I'm like, oh no, I'm Jamaican. But they really enjoy the dance. And then, how do I describe it? Like, when I am dancing with them, I do close my eyes. I close my eyes so I can feel the energy. That's the way I best describe it.
Yeah.
And so I can just let go and allow them to move, and I follow whatever their movements are. And today, that really wasn't the case. But I was dancing with somebody last week, and they had told me the fundamentals of the swaying of the hips, and they talked about it the same way you're talking about it, and they are Haitian. I didn't know that, because when I'm just out dancing, I'm not necessarily learning the fundamentals or the mechanics. But to learn that I was off in that way in terms of the dance, I'm like, okay. So even me trying to do that today was difficult.
Yeah,
it's because it's different.
Yeah.
I'm not used to moving that way.
Yeah.
It's not hard. It's just very different.
It's
different
very
for me.
Different. Yeah.
So I know I need to practice that. But your explanation of the move, why that's even important to be light, just like clicked
you
in
have
my
to,
mind.
The weight can never be centered. Once it's grounded and centered like that, you're going to feel heavy for sure. It has to move. Like,
wow.
It has to sway. It took me a while to even realize that's why we were dancing that way. That's what I mean by, like, okay. In order for me to teach it, I have to now not see it as a feeling anymore. I have to now see what are we doing that's actually creating that feeling of lightness. We think we know, or we feel it's a feeling because it's like spiritual for us. Yeah. It's innate for us. We're kind of born with it in our blood.
Yeah.
But to give it to someone else. And it's funny because even you, today, when we were doing the Guyad, at first you couldn't catch it.
Yeah.
But the minute I pointed out to you that we have a point of connection by our thigh,
yeah.
that you feel when my thigh touches you and leave. And when it touches, it means I've come in. Yeah. I've come in. So you got to come in too.
Yeah.
You were able to follow it right then and there because now you have a point. You have like a landmark.
Yeah.
Us, we go into the dance and we just feel. But before, I'm starting to understand, before someone can get to that feel, maybe they do need to learn those like mechanical aspects.
Yeah.
And then once you gain the confidence and the trust,
then
you can do it. I think with you and the men that you've danced with, another reason I think you've been able to follow them well is because they're probably moving faster than me. I'm a very slow lead, and I'm very light. You almost can't feel me.
And I have to feel. Yeah.
A man is like, his frame is already stronger.
Yeah.
He's already going to dominate you naturally.
Yeah.
The music, I think this is, like, we're in Atlanta, so, like, it would be faster.
Yeah, right? And it's, like, very Guyad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Me, because I needed to feel like Trent's, that transcendent energy because I needed to feel tantric and meditative, I move like a feather.
And you're moving slow.
Yes, I move light and slow. I don't even want you to feel my weight on you, right?
That sounds like advanced dancing to me.
Yeah, it is.
For me, once to you follow.
Yes, once you can follow me, you're elite.
That's what I'm saying, y'all.
Yeah, you're elite because I'm not a what you call it, like an obvious leader. Like I lead very energetically.
Yeah.
I want you to tap into it. Unless you clear your mind, fully let go, allow yourself to be vulnerable, you won't be able to follow my leading.
Yeah.
Plan on flying? It's time to upgrade to a real ID. Because in order to board domestic flights, your driver's license or state-issued ID must be a real ID, or you'll need another acceptable form of identification. So don't wait. Find out how to get your real ID at tsa.gov/real ID. That's tsa.gov/real ID, or visit your local DMV, and then you'll be cleared for takeoff.
Men, if you're ready to reclaim your edge, listen up. I used to be held back by constant bathroom trips, with multiple wake-ups during my sleep and looking for restrooms whenever I was out. Then I discovered Better Man. After just 2 months, I started experiencing fewer trips to the bathroom, less urge to go, and I even slept through some nights. I feel a noticeable boost in my overall well-being, even sexual stamina. It gives me the freedom and confidence to live life on my terms. Better Man is clinically tested and trusted by thousands of men over 25 years. Ready to take back control? Go to BeBetterNow.com to order your supply today. That's BeBetterNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed. Individual results may vary.
And it's interesting because I get very masculine. I don't know if you noticed that. My masculine energy comes out very much.
Don't leave the dance.
Do not lead me. like my masculine energy comes out very much when I lead, because I want to take you on an experience and you're not letting me.
Watching her instruct people is so interesting because even in one couple today, she was like, oh, it's you. It's the female. You're controlling it. No, allow him to. Before, she thought it was the man. Yeah. It was really her. And you talked about how you could see the relationship dynamics. So even Bev, like, correcting people, you talked about, it was like the twirl thing that we did. And it was almost like, I don't know how you worded it, but it was like, okay, like, he's orbiting her, or
yeah,
she's orbiting,
like you gotta compliment each other, yes, and meet each. It's, you're finishing the person's sentence.
Yes,
you're meeting them. They're just like a relationship. It's a give and take. In reality, if we're really, because I'm big on like the psychology of compa, like really big on that. And that's what I mean by like when I teach my boot camp, my 6 weeks boot camp,
which I want her to teach.
Yes, again. When I say I create a dancer, I don't just create it physically. I also create a dancer mentally.
Love that.
And I want you to have the power that I think I have. Mm. With care.
Yeah.
Because with great power comes great responsibility.
True.
But I want you to know, how do you make someone melt in your hands?
Hmm.
How do you do that? Like, there's a psychology behind that.
That's true.
And it's interesting with the couple that was like going, like, you know, going back and forth, and he was like, no, you are the one leading it. And she was like, no, you are the one leading
it.
Ultimately, and it was her. He can't fully operate in his masculinity if you don't let him lead. And she can't operate fully in her femininity if you don't lead correctly. It's always going to be a give and take. And the smartest lead knows when to follow.
Hmm.
And the smartest follow knows when to indirectly lead without letting the man or the lead know that they did that.
Yeah.
That's what that whole, like, unity, like, the meeting each other is, yo, it's beautiful.
But that's, you see, this is like, it's so interesting to see the dynamics of the feminine and the masculine.
Yes, the yin and
that's
yang.
What I'm saying, like, to just talk about it, to experience it like that, to see it, it's like, wow. And I think at one point you were like, oh, let them figure it out. Like, let the man figure it out. Like, let them figure it out. But then there is a flow, too, when you're in unison together.
Yes.
Man, it's beautiful when you really, like, get into it. When you really get into it, it's so
fun. It's almost like there is not a lead and a follow.
Mm.
Like, when you become fully one, that's the goal.
Yeah.
The goal is to deconstruct the lead and the follow.
Mm.
Become so one.
Mm.
There's no more lead and there's no more follow. Like, become so synchronized that we cannot tell who's leading who.
Yeah.
And who's following who.
Yeah.
You have become one.
Hmm.
Your souls have become one.
Hmm.
That's, to me, that's what my focus is on, teaching people how to dance this dance is. How do you become one with someone?
Wow.
Yeah. Well, and come out of it.
That part. That part.
I think me, for example, right? Like, to kind of like, the psychology of the dance when it comes to me, I think I have mastered the ability to tap in and drop right out, which is amazing. Mm. And sometimes I panic because I'm like, have I become a cold ass bitch? Like, what guard have I put on my heart? Or how desensitized have I become that this man just gave me the best dance and I did not fall in love?
Yeah.
And it makes me panic. But I don't think it's that. I don't think it's even that I am desensitized. I think it's just that I've learned controlled.
Mm-hmm.
You know, is that it's almost, I don't think I've mastered the dance, but I think I've gotten so great at it that spiritually, physically, mentally, and emotionally that I can drop in and not lose myself in it.
And then drop out.
Yes.
And I think that's cool.
Although,
think that's good.
Once in a while. In some very rare occurrences, I will end up dropping in and can't drop out.
Yeah.
But always, it's always a choice for me.
Yeah.
It's always like, that's the human I would like to do this with.
Mm.
It's never the right one, but.
That. Well, we affirm and Bev gets and receives the right one.
Yes.
But I want to thank you, Bev, for being on the Selfish Babe podcast and really like, deeply talking about compa, not only on the physical level of what it is, but energetically and spiritually, and the healing that can take place in many different ways.
Yes.
As well as informing us that it's not just a sensual dance.
Yes.
It just can be.
Yes.
As well as being an ambassador for Haiti.
Yes.
I think that's beautiful as well. May you continue to share Haiti's legacy and just the beauty of Haiti.
Amen.
You know?
Thank
so
you.
So where can we find you on social media?
You can find me on Instagram mainly.
And what's the name?
It's Bev, B-E-V underscore flowers, F-L-O-W-E-R-S.
Mm-hmm.
And also TikTok, same name, Bev
good,
Flowers.
Good, yes.
Yeah.
And she travels. So if you see her nearby, please book a class.
Yes, come to
and
my
learn.
Class.
And I want her to make the 6-week boot camp again because I would go. That sounds fun.
I would love to do the boot camp for you. You are someone I would love really? To create a dancer
oh,
in.
Like, love that.
You're already a natural. It would be nice to do like a whole like deconstruct and you. See how you grow.
Oh,
even today,
that.
You grew. Eh?
Oh, yes.
Today, you really like from the beginning to like the end.
Yeah.
You can see the growth.
Well, thank you.
So I'm proud of you.
Thank you, guys. XOXO. Selfish XOXO. Babe.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use? Okay, then you want to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that will help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really want to start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky. They are luxurious. They smell good. They feel good. They give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals. Pussy Power with rose quartz. Sex Goddess with carnelian. Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.